From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi has condemned all human rights violations in Western Rakhine State that have prompted a mass exodus of hundreds of thousands of Muslim Rohingya. She said she felt deeply for the suffering of everyone caught up in the conflict.
We want to find out why this exodus is happening. We would like to talk to those who have fled as well as to those who have stayed. I think it is very little known that the great majority of Muslims in the Rakhine State have not joined the exodus.
Her address to the people of Myanmar, also known as Burma, was the first since insurgent attacks August 25th prompted a security crackdown that has allegedly burned villages and left hundreds dead.
It is not the intention of the Myanmar government to apportion blame or to abnegate responsibility. We condemn all human rights violations and unlawful violence. We are committed to the restoration of peace, stability, and rule of law throughout the state.
Aung San Suu Kyi said the government is committed to rights and ready for a verification process leading to possible citizenship, but said some Muslim leaders have refused to cooperate. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said sexual abuse is a problem that plagues the entire world body, not just its peacekeeping operations.
Contrary to the information that are spreading that this is a question related to our peacekeeping operations, it's necessary to say that the majority of the cases of sexual exploitation and abuse are done by the civilian organizations of the United Nations and not in peacekeeping operations.
Speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, Guterres said hundreds of such allegations have surfaced at the UN over the past 12 years. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump Monday warned the U.S. could take additional measures to address Venezuela's longstanding economic crisis. He met with Latin American leaders on the sidelines of the U.N. meeting. Mr. Trump said people are starving and the country's collapsing. He called the situation unacceptable. Earlier, he called for U.N. reform.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140% and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
Mr. Trump called for greater accountability, protection of whistleblowers, and a focus on results rather than process. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said there exist military options in dealing with North Korea's missile and nuclear programs that could avoid the feared mass casualties of any conflict. Bruce Bennett, a RAND Corporation defense analyst, said such options involve a judgment of what North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's escalation threshold is.
Kim has said that if even one artillery shell is fired at North Korea, he's going to level Seoul. So that would suggest that any kinetic action hitting North Korea could lead to damage to Seoul.
The White House said Mr. Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping spoke at length by phone Monday, committing themselves to maximum economic pressure on Pyongyang. Hurricane Maria has intensified to a Category 5 storm, the fourth major hurricane of the year, and has made landfall on the tiny eastern Caribbean island of Dominica. Maria has maximum sustained winds of more than 200 kilometers per hour. The region is still recovering from the effects of another Cat 5 hurricane, Irma, 2 weeks ago. In Nigeria, at least 15 were killed, dozens wounded, after three suicide bombers detonated explosives in the village of Mashamari in northeast Borno State, scene of repeated attacks by the militant insurgency Boko Haram. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. British cyclist Mark Beaumont has set a new world record, traveling around the world in 78 days. He rode into Paris Monday, his starting point 2.5 months ago.
I've barely walked for 2.5 months. I've got out of bed at 3:30 in the morning. I've got on my bike at 4 a.m. I've ridden till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. I've been living in this weird bubble where I literally eat 9,000 calories a day, try and ride my bike 240 miles a day.
Beaumont rode 29,000 kilometers, only taking flights to cross the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. U.S. stocks remain in record territory Monday ahead of a meeting of U.S. central bank policymakers who are considering whether to raise a key interest rate and plans on reducing its more than $4 trillion portfolio of government and mortgage-backed securities following the 2008 financial crisis. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.